You ready to start? Okay, Rabosai. Again, today we'll just start with the shiur. We have a very Yesodin Stikatosis here to learn. Dibra Maschil Hemnu Rabbanan Bidrabbanan. Let me give you a confession before we start, full disclosure. The inyanim that we're going to touch on in this Tosis, if we were to track every line and every detail and every marmakam, we could be sitting on this inyan for weeks, and I'm not exaggerating. These inyanim are very, very broad. They touch on numerous gemaras, dozens of gemaras of all kinds relating to the inyan of Eidach HaNemi B'Isurim and the parameters of that, relating to the nemanus of Nashim insofar as Eidach HaNemi B'Isurim, insofar as a cloud called Biyado, Ischazik Isura, specifically applications for B'dikas Chametz, for Tchumin, for other inyanim, Nida, of course. Obviously, we can't do justice to the inyan in the fullest way, but at least to get acquainted with some of the basic concepts. And at the end of the day, what we want to take away from this is just to be able to know how to read the Tosis, to understand what comes out of Tosis, and to compare or contrast that to other shitas with regard to our sugya. And that's really ultimately what we have to try to mitzamsim ourselves to. So with regard to our sugya, at the end of the day, we want to know pshat in our Gemara and how it's understood through the lens of Tosis versus other Rishonim. So we have the Gemara quoting a Braisa, which states, HaKol Nemanim Al Bir Chametz, and it goes on, Afilu Nashim, Afilu Avadim, Afilu Ketanim. So Ketanim is another level. It sounds like that's the biggest chiddush of all. We'll see that in the Tosis as well. There's a chiddush of Nashim and then Avadim, which are usually equated, although we'll have to see in terms of the klolim of that. And then on top of that, there's Ketanim. And the chiddush is that they're Nemanim Al Biur Chametz. Okay, whatever the case may be, we assumed yesterday the case would be a Socher Umaskir case where you have to know whether the Masker did Bedika. It could have other possible cases. You have to know whether Bedika was done by the Baal HaBayis, and the Nemanis is given to Nashim Avadim Uktanim. And that is seems to be a Chidush that you would have otherwise thought that they're not Nema. The Gemara brought this Braisa, Nachum Bar Yitzchak brought this Braisa as a way to resolve the question that was posed to him, whether or not we say Cheskas Baduk or not, specifically in the case of a Maskir and a Socher. And the Gemara was trying to prove that since we say that we give Nemanus to Nashim Avadim Uktanim, so my time on Mehemdi, as if the Gemara's default assumption is that there should be no natural Nemanus credibility granted to these three categories. Pashtus, the Gemara is going on all three, but again, one could start quibbling and thinking the Gemara's real focus is only on maybe Ketanim. But the Pashtus is the Gemara is saying that there shouldn't be Nemanus except because it's Cheskas Baduk, and therefore it's a Raya Cheskas Baduk. Exactly what is the contribution, therefore, of the testimony here of Nashim Vadim Uktanim, Mainaf Geminaf Cheskas Baduk? So that's what we saw yesterday in Tosvos, to Mahalchim, the standard approach, which Tosis and other Rishonim say is Mainaf Gemina is Lugabe, not having to ask the person, which typically, if he's in the vicinity of the city, you'd have to ask. So that's the Nafgemina. Tosis has the other Nafgemina as well. At the end of the day, the Gemara pushes back and forth. Maybe we should have a Raya Cheskas Baduk, or maybe not. Maybe we should allow this to be a special Nemanus, even though in Cheskas Baduk, but the Gemara thinks that that shouldn't be, because the Gemara reiterates the point that Atu Amira Dahani Midi Mashasha Isbei. But then the Gemara says, but on the other hand, if Cheskas Baduk, then the Lashon HaBraisa is difficult. Why focus on the fact that they're testifying? Focus on the status of Cheskas Baduk. And even though there is a nafkamina from their edus, be it the first or second teretz of Tosfos, but as Tosfos explains, you don't have to emphasize the nafkamina, you have to emphasize the main chidush, which is cheskas baduk. Predicated on that is whatever the nafkamina will be, that you don't have to ask the person or the other nafkamina in Tosfos. So because of that, the Gemara says, okay, so then let's bring a raya that in cheskas baduk. Because otherwise, you see, you don't believe that you don't. It's only because of the nemanus of these people. So let's bring it right the other way. So Gemara says, "Olam cheskas baduk." Says the Gemara, "What's in fact the pshat in the brisa?" The Pshat in the Brayis is as follows. Really cheskas abadok, but we know in this instance that the person did not do bedika. Muchzak on delu badikne, he was torah, he ran out. Comes along Nashim Abadim Muktanin, and they say, we did the bedika. You would think that they're not believed. After all, we've been assuming throughout this whole flow of Gemara that there is no Nemanus. Kamash Malan, the specific nafkamina that over here, we can believe them. Again, them sounds like all three categories, because in as much as when you have bittul, the bedika is only din derabanan, and the assumption is that there was bittul here, the maskir was mevatel. Therefore, in a case of a derabanan, a bedikas chametz, we have a kula that we can be mamin, we can believe these people for the sake of a din derabanan. That's the Gemara. So there's a lot of things that have to be dissected. The premise of the entire Gemara seems to be that these individual categories are not by definition subject to Nemanus, even though Lachar were discussing an Indian called Eidach HaNem B'Isurin. So the Arishonim, and we'll come back to this, the Rabbi David, the Rashba in Ksuvis, that try to learn that the entire Gemara is focusing more on Ketanin, With regard to Nashim, and from Rabbi David, it seems Avadim are the same as Nashim, we have a klal in Kol HaShas of Eidach HaNem B'Isurin. An Eidach HaNem B'Isurin that extends equally to women as to men. The Mok of Eidach HaNem B'Isurin we haven't yet defined. But what is interesting, I'm just giving this as a way of a segue into Tosfos. What's interesting is if you looked at Rabbeinu David, when Rabbeinu David presents the point of why it's pashut that Nashim Ba'avadim should have a Nemanus, and this Nemanus is not limited to B'dikas Chametz Drabanan, it's Halacha by Daraisa. So he says, why should that be for sure the case? Because he says women are mitzvah just like men in mitzvahs. It's very interesting how he connects the fact that they're shaykh to tzivo yav isurim as to why there should be neman be isurim. What's the shaykhis? What does one have to do with the other? But that's what he sees in his lashon. He says, what's the Gemara saying? Hemnu rabbanan bedrabbanan. Af bedo raisa, he says, nashim v'avadim nemanim. Now, let's already quote one of the Gemaras that he quotes, because Tosus quotes it as well. We'll see it in Tosus. Kedam mina b'ksuvis, u'machiloso she'enu ma'usar hechidami, idi yada nifish, idi lo yada minale, demashma shedino lismoch aleha. So the Gemara in Ksuvis, Ayin Beis, talks about women who would lose their ksuba. They'd have to get divorced without a ksuba, and it goes through a list of things. And in the list, you have a couple of things that have to do with that she's giving him, she's being machshel him in averos. So, for example, machilaso she'ena ma'usar, she gives him tvua that's tevel. Mishamshaso nida, she has him he has relations with her and she's a nida and she misled him. Below kotsa lachala, again, he didn't take off chalas, so again, it's an iser. So the Gemara goes through these cases and says, what's pshat? Machilasu she'enim usar hechidami. Idi yada nifish. If he knows about it, then he shouldn't eat it. Idi lo yada mina yada. If not, then how does he know? Lo tzvicha, the Gemara says, the case is that she says that so-and-so was metakin the creed from me, and he asks the person and finds out it was a lie. That's the Lashon Gemara for the case of enim usar. Misham shaso nida hechidami. Idi yada ba nifrosh. If he knows about it, he shouldn't have relations with her. Idi lo yada, says the Gemara, nismoch alei. Let him rely on her, and here you have a mocker. Why rely on her? The Amr of Chinna bar Kahana Amr Shmuel, minayin renida she soferes la'atzma. How do you know that a nida can count or shiva nekin, and we trust her to keep cheshbin? That means l'chayra that she knows that we trust her that she had a right to start counting, that she was... Her dam stopped coming, the flow ended, and that she went to the mikveh, and all of this l'chor goes into this nemanus that we learn out, shenema b'safra l'ashiv v'nekiyim lo la'atzma. So we see that she's believed. So then what's the problem? Nismach alaveh, she can be trustworthy. So here it's interesting. The Gemara mentions the words nismach alei Nismach aleha with regard to Mishamsas Onida. The Gemara didn't use those words exactly by Machilasa Shena Ma'usa. So there are those we've shown in that a Medayik that maybe it's special din by Nida and nowhere else. And then we don't have a default halacha to believe the woman with regard to Inyanim of Tevel and so on. But apparently Rabbeinu David didn't learn that way. And the Rashba himself brings those who say that it's Lav Dafka, that it's only Nismach Halei by Nida. It's by all the cases we can rely on her. So the Gemara gives the Teretz again an example that she says so-and-so is Metayerli, yes, Adam, and then he asked the person, turns out it was Sheker. One Nafkamina in the Gemara. And a similar thing comes up by Huch, by Kotsa Lachala. So what is Rabbeinu David showing from this Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Beis? That we have a fundamental principle called Eidecha Neman B'Isur. Now, this is not identical with what we're going to see in Tosfos. Exactly. We're going to soon see that Tosfos focuses on the question Mitzado Klauko B'Yodo. Rabbeinu David is using the basic principle of Eidecha Neman B'Isurin to ask the Kasha in this Gemara that it's only because it's the Rabbanan that we trust the woman and we trust Avadim. This is a klal in Kolashas, Bidoraisa as well, that we take on, that we can believe the women, just like the Gemara says here in Ksubas Ayin Beis. And then he goes on with the question, and he says, V'chein maisim b'chol yom. We know how we live our life. She'somchin aleihem al nikra habasa v'achshera. That we can rely on a woman regarding saying that they removed the gid anasha, that's nikur habasa v'achshera, that there was keshachtint. And then he goes on, he says, why is all this correct? Why is it that we can rely on a woman and Avadim equates with Nashim for this? Why? V'chein b'din. The be'isurin lo ba'i edus. And here, this is where I think the Nekuda begins to emerge in sharper focus with regard to why it should be pashut that you do apply the rule of Eidach HaNem be'isurin to Nashim ba'avadim. Even though Nashim ba'avadim are technically pasul edus. But he explains, and this is clear what he's trying to highlight, the be'isurin lo by edus, and therefore ish v'isha shavin hein. It's not an edus halacha. Ho v'hi mitzuva al hadava ki ish, be medaik. That the fact that she is mitzuva, she's bechlau that sivoy like a man, that's why she has nemanus. I just want to be maybe mitzarif to this lashon of the Beinu David, a lashon of Rambam, which hit me afterwards. It could be not a perfect analogy, but I think it has a shaychus that the Rabbeinu David connects the din eidachan nembisurin, which applies also to women because she's mitzuva al adavar. The lashon of Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchas Edus, at the end of the Perek, the last halacha, halacha ches, or not quite the end of the Perek, before toward the end, halacha ches is almost the end of the Perek. The Rambam says that the reason that we say Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin, and we can apply it, he says, even to someone who might be chashud and would not be kasher le'edus in general. But, he says, it's different when you talk about Yisurin, because a person might be chashud al adavar for himself, but you wouldn't assume that he'd be chashud to be machshir others. Ein adam chote kidei sheyenu acherin. So, for example, he says, an Ama Aretz, who's not allowed to say about his own peros that they've been taken off Meiser from them, Neman Loma Peros Ploni Musarinhein. He could say on his neighbor's peros that they had Meiser taken off. The Neman Hanechshad Limkor Basar Bechor Loma Basar Zeshamoche Ploni Chulinhu. So you can see about someone else's meat that it's not Kadshim. Even though he himself passes off Bechor, which is a carbon, as kosher non-kadshim meat, but for someone else, he's believed to say it was chulin. V'chein ko kayotze b'zeh mishar ha'isurim, lashon ha-rambam, lefi she'emas ha'isurim al harishain, ve'ein emas ha-mamon aleihem. The fear of isurim does exist for rishain, even if they don't have the fear, the inhibition regarding mamon. So I think this Rambam, even though he's talking specifically about a person who's a chashud and has to do with someone who, you know, emas ha'yisurim, but I think that idea somewhat explains why Rabbeinu David can explain that being mitzuveh on these dinim is every reason why a woman is just as much believed as a man. But the preface to that is because Isurin lo bai edus. Again, this means a more of a hesber, perhaps, but I just want you to see the connection to the Lashon HaRambam. We'll leave it out on the side. Back to Rabbeinu David. V'chein gabi edus isha she'edecha neman. We say, edus isha, we believe a woman to say meis baila, isha nami nemenes, and edecha is neman, and a woman is neman. V'chein eved b'shivcha. So this is Rabbeinu David's basic head-on kasha on our Gemara. The kasha is not because of a biyado, it's because eidecha nema b'yisurin. Isha has exactly the same nemanis as a man because it's not about edus, b'yisurin lo by edus. She's mitzuve al adover, she's bechal, the nemanis of eidecha nema b'yisurin. So to avadim. Because of this question, Rabbeinu David says that the entire sugya that seems to limit this nemanis to a davar that's a drabanan, bedikas chametz drabanan, that's specifically because of ketanim. V'nira de mishum ketanim hu de aminan hacha hemnu rabanan ked rabanan. V'hai de katani nashim v'avadim shigras lishan hu. Because we always find the three of them used together, nashim avadim hu ketanim. This is basically the mahalcha Rabbeinu David. Okay, you see more details here. He's going to, you know, discuss more things, but this is at least an entry point into the Tosfos. The Ritva basically says the same thing with one shinoi, namely avadim. See, Rabbeinu David equates avadim with nashim, and the entire sugya that limits the namanas to drabanan, bidikas chametz, if you had bitul, drabanan is only negea ketanim. I saw in the Ritva thinks that the avadim and ketanim go together, and nashim is what's lav dafka. The Ritva says hemnu rabbanan bidrabbanan. After the lashon is hemnuhu, which is a lashon of rabbim, it sounds like we're going on two. So you could say it's lav dafka, but better to say that at least you can find two that are included in the special nemanis drabbanan. Yesh mefarshim d'mishim avadim uktanim nokta. The ilu benashim af beisurim shel Torah nemanim. The Hachazinan, he quotes various Gemaras, shemina Torah nidasa, the Gabi Maisros, and the Gemara in Ksuvis, and Maisim b'chol yom, and all of that. So therefore, the Ritva is similar to Rabbeinu David with one difference, that according to Rabbeinu David, nashim va'avadim have them nemanis by isurim, and it's only by ketanim that it's only by drabanan that they believed, as the Gemara says here, and the Ritva would put avadim together with ketanim, but again, nashim is lav dafka. So we have, in terms of the Ritva, in terms of Rabbeinu David. Once we're talking about this already, this is also the Rashba in Ksuvis Ayin Beis. The Rashba in Ksuvis Ayin Beis brings a diuk in the Gemara there, that the Gemara only uses a lashon nisma chaleha with regard to the kasha by mishamshas onida, and not with regard to the kasha of Meiser. So he brought some who are medayik from this, that b'shari surim eina nemenes. In other words, there'd be no nemanes, eidach nembi surim by an isha. And he says, where do you see that? Where would you have a gemara like that? Psachim davdalar amibes. This is the yesh omrim in yesh medaktik in the Rashba. Because akonem manim abir chametz, even nashim vadim uktanim, because of special halacha betikas chametz drabanan. So b'shal Torah in an emenes, says the Rashba, not correct. V'leisa, ela isha ki ish l'chol isurin shabat Torah, continues the Rashba, maisim b'chol yom shesomchin alein b'nikur malicha v'alachela v'almatzah b'pesach, and many other things. And therefore, pshat in the Gemara is v'hasam ikalameima demay dekamer hemnu rabban bedrabbanan aketanim koi v'lo anashim. But then he goes on with possible other points about nashim, which we're going to see in Tosfos. But at least initially, he goes al derech the Rabbeinu David in our sugya. Okay, with that introduction, so to speak, let's see what Tosfos does with this issue. What's interesting and very, in a sense, difficult, at the end of the day, I don't know if I have a good answer to this, is that Tosfos does not discuss the issue from the perspective of eid echa nemi b'isurin. Tosus runs with a different klal, which obviously is shaykh to the inyan of Eid Echad, but Tosus focuses on a specific notion called biyado. Let's read the words of Tosus. Hemnu rabbanan bidrabbanan. So it's only because it's a drabbanan that we can give the nemanis to nashim avadim uktanim. Afal gav asks Tosfos, the kol davar shehu biyadam. I'm just looking at the question. Behold, that avadim have the same status as nashim. Why does the Ritva exclude them from edachanem b'isurin? If you hold avadim have the same chiyuvim as nashim. Yeah, so that's a good question. If you look at a sefer hamichtam, it has to do with certain levels of being chashud. An eved is considered to be more chashud ugabi nemanis. So obviously he doesn't have the same automatic credibility. You're right. It's a good question to think more of the details of why avadim might not be like nashim according to the Ritva. Tosa says, Afa gav de kol davashu biyada me'amnina le'le nashim va'avadim afil midoraisa. Now, there's a deal right away in the words of Tosis. Tosis says, even though everything that you have biyado is a special koach, we'll describe it in a minute. If it's biyado, you get a nemanis by virtue of the fact that something is in your power. We give a credibility to nashim va'avadim. Tosis doesn't continue the sentence. Tosis didn't add ketanim. Why not? This is an interesting diuk. Why didn't Tosis add ketanim as well? So it could be it's lav dafka, but if Tosis is bedafka, it would sound like Tosis does not assign a koach of biyado to ketanim on something that's midoraisa. That's what it sounds like. The problem would be, Rabbi Shlomo Eger raises this question. We mentioned it yesterday briefly in Shir, that from the top Tosfos, it sounds like there is an emanus of biyado. Again, we haven't explained what biyado is, but just to hear the words. There's an emanus of biyado by ketanim as well. Where did we see that? Because Tosfos learns that in the second shot in the top Tosfos, that the case would be that They have a nemanus, even though it's cheskas o baduk, but there's an afkamina from the nemanus because they told you that the guy didn't check, but they check. That's what they said. So with the reason why the neman is because of a migo, they could have been silent. And if they didn't have the migo, right? If they didn't add that they checked and have a migo, they didn't add that they checked it, then they'd be believed to say the person didn't check. But how can they do that? The Cheskas Baduk exists, so we assume he did check. So how would they have an emunus? So the answer seems to be that because they could have brought chametz in themselves. So that means, and it's talking about ketanim as well, right? Because we say that there's an afkamina that they can be believed because of this migu, all three. So that sounds like biyado would exist, right? Would exist for ketanim as well. The Gemara hasn't yet discussed the Rabbana point, right? Now it's kivim b'deraisa. All right, that's a ha'ara between the two Tosis. And who's speaking? I can't see.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay, let's come back. Let's come back to our Tosis. It's a diuk to know. L'maisa Tosis doesn't ask from ketanim explicitly. Okay, but what is the kasha? That we know that there's a notion called biyadam. Where does Tosus see it? The Maisim b'chol yom. This is that we saw Lashon like this in Rabbi David and the Rashba. Maisim b'chol yom she'anu maminim le'isha ve'eved. Again, he only focuses on that, maybe because that's the Maisim b'chol yom. I guess we don't have Maisim b'chol yom for a katan talking about shechita and nikur. Okay, maybe that's what Tosus focuses on that. Maisim b'chol yom, maybe it's not such a diuk. Maisim b'chol yom that we believe an isha ve'eved ala shchita ve'al hanikur. Shchita, that it was properly shechted, nikur, that they took out the gidanasha. So Tosus says, what is that predicated on? Predicated on biyado. The biyado is that they could do it themselves. Katan, you throw it al gabav, you could have a shchita, nikur, I mean, not a katan, I'm sorry, nashim. They could do shchita, they could do nikur, that's why they're believed. So Tosis works, defines it in terms of biyadim. Tosis adds now the Gemara in Ksuvos, Perek HaMadir, Gabi Machilasa, She'ena Ma'usar, the Gemara we just quoted, Mashma She'somech Aleha Le'inyin Chala U'Maiser. He took the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking the same kasha by Maiser and by Chala, that he's somech on her. Tosis takes that the same way the Gemara says by Nida, Lismoch Aleha. So it's the same kasha, Lismoch Aleha. So this is how Tosis sets up the kasha, entering into our sugya. Why? Only because of the Rabbanan. This is true even by the Raisa, but why? Because of biyado. Interesting. What does biyado mean exactly? What is biyado? What is a marker for the notion called biyado? Where do we find it? And where do we see that biyado has to do with the case of shchita nikor, that someone testifies about shchita nikor, it's biyado? So there are a couple of gemaras, again, more than one. The Gemara in Yevamis and that Peches talks about Nemanus of Eid Echad and sources for the Nemanus of Eid Echad. Mars says, well, an Eid Echad says that there's a piece of meat that might be treif, it might be kosher, might be chel, might be shuman. So they can say it's going to be shuman, it's kosher meat. So that's called Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurin. The Gemara wants to use that as a marker for cases like over there to say that the husband died. The Gemara says it's not comparable because that case of a piece of meat, which might or may not be kosher, is not called ischazik isura. So that's different than a case where Eidach is coming against a presumption of isur. That's different, therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, that she was known to be the woman was known to be married, and our Eid says that that the husband died. The Gemara says, what would be comparable to a piece that's vaday chelev? And then the aide can't say, I know it's shuman. But the Gemara says, but what about the following? Midi dahavia tevel hegdish v'konamos. So the Gemara says, what's the case of tevel? The aide is going to say that it's not tevel anymore. It was taken off tumas u'maisra. Says the Gemara, idi day, if it's his own tvua, mishum de biyado isakno. Biyado l'sakno, he has the ability to do it himself. That gives him an emunah to say that it was taken care of. That's where the Gemara uses the lashon of biyado gabi tevel. If you look at the Gemara in Gittin in the beginning, this is also a very important Gemara. Any discussion echanem bisurin should have to quote this Gemara. Beis amid beis in Gittin. The Gemara says, why would the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah that has a shliach can say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam? So how can one aid be believed? The Gemara has a whole shak of Italia, how you can believe him? So the Gemara originally suggests that maybe you can believe one aid midi dahavi ako edis shabbat Torah edachanem b'isurin. That the rule is edachanem b'isurin. So the Gemara begins to probe the parameters of what this means edachanem b'isurin. That's the premise of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't give us a source. Eimer damin echanem b'isurin, asked the Gemara, kigon chaticha, similar to the Gemara in Yevamis Peches. Safik chelev safik shuman, delo ischazik isura. But over here, ischazik isura deishas ish. And then the Gemara says, gabashe be'erva. It's one kasha, two kashas, is a whole tumult. But either way, ischazik isura. So therefore, it shouldn't be good enough. So the Gemara, in a few lines of Gemara, is discussing eid echanem b'isurin, that it shouldn't necessarily work against ischazik isur. This is the basis for the Sifin Shulchan Aruch at the end of Yerodeh Kuf Chav Zayin that I referenced the other day, where a lot of the klalim ve'echanem bisurin are codified over there. Hilchas Yai Nesach. What is the makar of ve'echanem bisurin? So Rashi says, initially, what's the makar? Sha'arei, Rashi in Gittin over there, based on the base, Hamina Torah, kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael. Every individual Jew is the Torah assigned a credibility, al afrashas truma, val ashchita, val nikra, agid v'achelev. So the fact that we can trust each other on inyanim of Yisurim shows me irachanem b'Yisurim. The Gemara asks, but that's lo ischazik isura. But over here it's ischazik isura. Asks Rashi, no, tevel shchita. Rabosai, it's lo ischazik or it's ischazik? Tell me. Tevel, shchita. What?
Ischazik.
Charet Eschatz, Nikra Gittis, the whole Tumul, because it's two separate parts. Let's leave that whole Tumul in Yeridei Kuf Chav Zayin over there with the Taz and the Shach. Let's not discuss it. Rashi doesn't directly ask from Nikur. Mitaba Ushita lo garminala. Ah, Yischazaki Sura is the barrier to Echanembi Surin. But then how do you deal with Taba Ushita? I thought that was a mark of Echanembi Surin. Rashi says, Kidamina Biavamis. The Hassan Biyada Lesaknan. Lafika Chneman Lahorid Aleyan. So Rashi does an about face in the Gemara itself. Initially, Rashi brings the fact that we can trust somebody in Eid Echad for Shechita and we trust each other. Apparently, that alone is a raya. But the Gemara that asks that it's not true by Yischazik Yisura, Eid Echad doesn't have nemanis against Yischazik Yisura. So Rashi says, and from those examples, you can't prove it Echad Nemli Yisura against Yischazik because Biyado Lesakno, like the Gemara in Yevamos. So here you have a reference of Biyado. How does Biyado exactly fit within the larger scheme of Erech HaNembi Yisurin? Rashi seems to merge the issues in some way. Like there's an overlap. At the end of the day, Rashi never fell away from his Mokor. It's just that it can't give you a Nemanus by a case of Yischazik Yisura without Biyado. But somehow or other, for Rashi, how the Ran and others begin to try to figure out for Rashi how to configure it. But for Rashi, it seems that an Eid Echad against Yischazik with Biyado is the same level as what, Rabbos say? Think through. What does it seem to be from Rashi? The end of the day, the Makkah Rashi has put on the table, the Eid Echad and then Bisurin is Nikur Hagid V'Achelev and Shechita and Tevel. So what does it mean according to Rashi? That an Eid Echad is not believed against Yischazik. An Eid Echad is believed below Yischazik, even without Biyado. But if I have an Eid Echad testifying against Yischazik Yisura, but you have a Biyado, so that brings things back to the same level as an Eid Echad without Biyado, without Yischazik. That's, again, just a taich of what that means. We're not going to go beyond that. But just that seems to be the picture that Rashi has presented for us. So Biyado doesn't become a totally independent force, but Biyado somehow creates, it levels the playing field, so to speak. Again, whenever you're going to get to these sugyas and gittin, you have to think much more deeper about these points, but this is what seems to be from Rashi at the end of the day. But Tosus doesn't go that route. Tosus sees Biyado as a whole new category. And that's what Tosus here in gittin asks Akasha and Rashi. He asks, as Tosus points out, Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, he quotes Rashi, Shemina Torah Kol Echad V'Echad, and so on, Afrash Es Truma Shechita Nikar Agid, V'Lohayo L'Haskir Afrash Es Truma Shechita. Those two examples are not good examples. Why? The Bahano Neman Afgav Dischazik Yisura. Because those examples, Neman is even by Yischazik, Mishem D'Biyad L'Saknam, as Rashi himself said, B'Samach. V'Achi Omar B'Isha Rabba. And Shechita, too, as a Biyado, Mikara, fine. So he says, Tosus says, and at the end of the Tosus, he says, Sabim Tomar, Minolan de Irachanem Biyisurin. And this end of Tosus in Gittin, Beyiz and Abeyiz, to me, is a pella how to reconcile it with our Tosus. And I tell you, I don't have a good answer. But Tosus concludes this Dibur in Gittin, Beyiz and Abeyiz. So how, in fact, do we know Irachanem Biyisurin? The Yeshuomar, says Tosus, the Alfinan Minida. Now, let's explain. The Alfinan Minida, the Dashinan in Ksubasayim Beis, that Gemara that I quoted earlier, Mivisafra Lala Atzma. So Tosus is saying that we have a Makar in Visafra Labanida to Eidach Anembi Yisurin. Now, wait a second. What is Tosus assuming? Eidach Anembi Yisurin is learned from Nida to everywhere else. Now we're dealing with a man or a woman? A woman. And this is a mocker for everywhere. So how is anyone going to say that and let's continue the Tosus in a second, but the Safra is going to be a mocker even on a case that's not Biyada. As Tosus continues, let's finish the Tosus. The Imtoma, Imkenafu is Chazik Yisura. So let it be a raya, even Yischazik Yisur. Why is Yischazik Yisur by Nida? She's Becheskas Tameh. So Tosu says, V'yishlomar, de'ena b'cheska shetei roa kosha. U'kisha'avru shiva tahora memela. V'lo ischazik isura. She's not b'cheska to continue seeing forever. So when she'll say that the flow stopped, that's an eidach hanem b'yisurin. That's not against ischazik isura, because it's not ischazik to she should continue flowing for indefinitely. Tosis adds the gam biyata litvo. These extra words do not appear in Tosis Yavamis. What does that mean? The gam biyata litvo sounds like now you're making the biyada. So if you look in the Masha on that Tosis, the Masha says there are really two things happening by Nida. She's testifying on two things. The first thing she's testifying is that the flow stopped. The second thing she's testifying is that she went to the mikveh. Now, if I ask you, Rabosei, by Nida, is it an edus against ischazik isura, or is it not against ischazik isura? What's the answer? It depends what aspect that you're talking about that she's saying. If you talk about the question of whether the flow stopped, so then is it against ischazik or is it not against ischazik? So what did Tosu say? It's not automatic that the flow is going to continue forever. So she's not ischazik to automatically continue flowing. Therefore, it's considered an edus b'isurin that's not against ischazik. So from that angle, I have a right to learn out the general rule of eidach hanem b'isurin, which is limited to lo ischazik isura, and I use nida as the model. But what about the other aspect of her edus? What else does she have to do to become tohor? Not just the flow stops, she has to go to the mikveh. No, so if you talk about becoming tohor through going to the mikveh, what is that? Is it lo ischazik or is it ischazik? No? You with me, Chavra? If it's ischazik. So that's what Tosis means at the end, biyada litvo. More or less, that's the marsha and the Tosis. It comes out that within the parsha of the Sofra lo la'atzma, I can extract two aspects that are negeah the nemanus of an eidacha, but here it's even a woman. Number one, the nemanus eidacha nem b'isurin of lo ischazik, that's in terms of saying that the flow stopped, because that's not the cheska, she should always see blood. But there's also the halacha that she's saying that she can be, she went to the mikvah, that's an eidacha against ischazik, but a biyada. But there are two different inyanim here that converge. For Tosis, there would be no raya of eidach hanem b'isurin from the nemanis of somebody on shchita, a shchita maisros, because that's a normal halacha biyado. That's a different inyan. That's not eidach hanem b'isurin. Eidach hanem b'isurin, Tosis says, goes to neither. Which is to me now, mamish apele, we're going to go on in Tosis. Tosis is going to end up, he starts and he ends up with the premise that when it comes to doraisis, a woman is Neman based on what premise? You read the Tosfos, right? What is the premise, the driving force of our Tosfos? There's a special difference by Bikas Chametz because of the Yerushalmi. But basically, a woman is Neman, the Isurin, based on what principle? By Doraisis. What is driving Tosfos here from the beginning to the end? The engine of Tosfos is based on what principle? Biyado. Let's say it's no Biyado, but it's lo ischazik. It would sound from our Tosis at the end of the day that you don't have the nemanis by Isha of Eidach Hanem B'Yisurin. It's only because of Biyado. So this is why to me, it's at Mamash Apele, because Tosis himself in Gitin Davei says that the makar of Eidach Hanem B'Yisurin, which doesn't need Biyado, it's lowest Chazik Yisura, Eidach Hanem B'Yisurin is learned out from the Safra La. So I don't understand how to square Tosis and Gitin Bezim Beis with Tosis over here. I leave that as a question. We haven't finished the Tosis, but that's the Chura, a problem. So what do we have? I know both I'm saying a lot of things together. I hope no one's getting too dizzy. It's a lot of information just to try to sort out. I try to keep it focused on our Tosis, but it's hard to totally be mitzamsin because L'maisa, the concepts are rooted in Gemaris. L'maisa, we have Eidach Hanem B'Yisurin, we have Rashi as a Makor. We have Tosis as a makar. Rashi's makar seem to conflate a biyado with ischazik, with a case of a non-ischazik and not biyado. Tosis seems to reject Rashi because biyado is a whole separate redeeming factor, and Tosis uses the Sofra La. The common denominator is that we have a Gemara that seems to say that we can trust a woman for inyanim of Meiser and Yanim of Nida. Tosus asked the Kasha based on Biyada. The Rabbeinu David asked the Kasha based on what? Eidach and then Bisurin, and he runs with it. Eidach and then Bisurin is a klal bein beish bein beisha because it's not about Eidus. Okay, he extends it to Avadim. The Ritva didn't extend it to Avadim. The Gemara is about Ketanim. Tosus is going to try to work the Gemara into Nashim as well because there's a special chisaron that exists insofar as Bedikas Chametz, so he's about to quote for us. Before we continue, Tosus, a little more about Biyado. How does Biyado work exactly? What is it? Just again, a maramakam and nothing more. A maramakam, a rush in Gittin. Biyado is also mentioned in the fifth parak in Gittin, Benegeya Sugis of Menasech. We talked about someone saying that your yayin became yayinesech, became tamei, became aser. The Gemara and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a brisa. If somebody is getting involved with somebody else in taros, and he says, by the way, your taros became tamei, a sheretz touched it. So it says he's neman. He can say that, and he can make the taros presumed to be tamei. But if he says the taros that I was involved with with you yesterday were tamei, then he's not believed. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Abayas tells us, kosha biyado neman. Kosha biyado neman. Rashi, if it's biyado lasos b'shasha modio neman. He could have been metamei in himself. So the Rush in the fifth parak in Hanizak, in the parak in Gittin, has a lot of klolim of the inyanim of Eid Echad, Eschazek, Lo Eschazek, Biyado. So it's in Simen Ches, in Perek Chamishi in Gittin, Simen Ches, the Rush. He has subcategories within Simen Ches, Klalim one after the other. Talks about Agamar, Chavar Shemes, he mentions that you presume it was all done well. Os Yud Gimel within Os Ches. Again, so it's a sub, he has broken down within Os Ches, he has all these different, it becomes like its own simen, I see already. Okay, anyway, it's simen Yud Gimel. Kol Dava Shehu Biyado Shel Adam. Afilu Ischazik Isura. Neman Eidechad Letamei Velesor. Kiddushanya, like we have this brisa that we just read, Hayaosa imo betaris, ba'amal otaris yasisi imchot nitmu neman, umifarash abaye, ho b'shusohen harein kishalo v'neman alein. What does it mean? So the Rush says, you could have said, it's a nemanis like migu. He could have been metameyit. He says, that's not what the pshat is. He has rayas, that's not what it means. It's not migu. Rather, Kevan shebiyado l'sakno havi kibaolav. Biyado l'sakno means you're like a bailim. If you're a bailim, that's a nemanis in its own right. So, okay, these are words in the Rush. You could have thought because of migu, because you could have done it. The Rush says it's because it gives you a bailus. Okay, I say no more, just to know that these are the lashonas out there. What is biyado at? Back to artosis. So what's the problem that Tosus is zeroing in on? Only because it's a derabbanan that we believe nashim avadim uktanim. Kol davar shehu biyadam mehaminu lo nashim avadim. Not only b'derabbanan, even b'doraisa. Tosus is maisim b'chol yom. Tosus being subas ayin beis. What's the difference over here? That's only because it's derabbanan. Mikol makom. Tosus brings a Yerushalmi here. Bedikas Chametz is worse. Had it been Doraisa, we would not extend the Nemanis to Nashim Vavadim. Gabi Bedikas Chametz, Afa Gav de Biyadam. Biyadam saves the day. Not Eidach Nam Bisur, remember. Biyadam. Biyadam saves the day, but Bedikas Chametz, Biyadam wouldn't work. Why? Nikomakam ihavi midoraisa, were not to be, that's only the Rabbanan, lo mehamnina lohu, why not a svara? Mishum diika tircha yeserta, there's a lot of extra effort involved, V'tzarech diktuk gadol. And you have to be extra meticulous. K'demuchach b'Yerushalmi. And this Yerushalmi is far from simple. I'm giving you a heads up. Hopefully we'll get a chance to mention more about this. Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi. And his take on the Yerushalmi is going to be what he just said. Nipnei shemefaresh nishinashim atzulaniyos hein. For now, we'll take Tosis at his word, but we'll soon see there may be other readings of the Yerushalmi. There may be a machokas in the Yerushalmi, far from simple. But Tosis plugs in a Yerushalmi that he found here in Pesachim. Obviously, the first thing that should strike anybody, and it struck me when I read the Tosis, is how could anyone say such a thing? Well, we all understand from our own history and our own visceral understanding of what is involved in B'digas Chametz and what you do to turn over the house, who's sometimes even more careful than anyone when it comes to Inyanim B'digas Chametz, it's the women, right? They'll do things over and beyond. And I just, you know, just to give you a little bit of a taste of this Inyan, because at the end of the day, we haven't finished the Tosis, but I just want to mention in case I forget at the end of Shir, but how far does this Yerushalmi, quote unquote, get carried into halacha? At the end of the day, they're believed, right? Whatever the reason, they are believed to say that the house was, that they checked the house because they're Rabbanan. But there is a Magen Avraham that quotes a Maharil, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well, on the Sifin Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Lamed Zayin, Siv Dalet, Bayis Shehuchzak Shelo Badko Hamaskir V'Amru Isha Eved. By the way, it says Maskir here. It's clear they're going in a Maskir. V'Amru Isha Eved Okatan Anu Bedaknuhu Hare'eu Nemanim. That's the Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah again, but from the Magen Avraham in Maril. Mechatchila ein nachon litzavos le'elu livdok. Mechatchila, you should not instruct Nashim avadim ktanim to do bedika, she bedika yesh ba torach gadol, v'yesh lachu shema yisatzlu. That l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, he seems to say, don't l'chatchila have them do the bedika, because it's torach gadol, and yesh lachu shema yisatzlu. That's quoted in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Ches. I was looking at the Aruch HaShulchan, the end of Siman Taflamid Zayin, Mamish, where this would appear. And he quotes the halacha that they're allowed to say that we checked. Because there is a bitel chametz, all this is true when there was already a bitel, the imlokin in the manin. Then he brings the Magen Avraham, umikom makom afkesh bitel, even when there is bitel, when they are believed. Ein kedai lismoch l'chatchila al bedikas nashim, Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Ches, adds the Aruch HaShulchan, v'ha'idna, and today, nashi didan, our women, botkos yoser betov. They check even better, u'mechatitin acher mashu chametz, v'rochatzin u'menakin kol ha'mekomos, u'medaktikos yoser me'anashim. So, based on his own reality around him, he basically dismisses what the Magen Avraham quoted from the Maharil, which is the roots are in this Yerushalmi that we're quoting here in Tosfos, that without the din of bedikas chametz rabbanan, we wouldn't believe women on saying that they did bedika, because we say the bedika was somehow maybe not quite on the highest level because misatzlos, says the Magen Avraham b'shem the Maharil. Therefore, we should not l'chatchila give it over to women, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, count as Aruch HaShulchan, ha'idna, our women, both cause even better. So to the extent that this Yerushalmi might be mentioned in the halacha, you have the Aruch HaShulchan pushing back. So just an interesting thing that to even think about, that there's such a Yerushalmi, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it was different in the olden days than it is today. But this is what Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi. Is it possible the Yerushalmi was speaking about women in that time period? That's what I'm alluding to. Apparently, at least with Aruch HaShulchan, apparently, without spelling it out, because he doesn't, you know, even though, you know, the halacha itself, I mean, it's only hypothetical, because we're saying, were it to be Doraisa, well, I guess it could be Nogea if there was no Bittel. I guess, in a way, it is Nogea Lamaisa. So that's where it's a little bit strange. What would be if there's no Bittel? and the woman would say she did bedika. So it's not just hypothetical. The mice, it's only going to be neman if there was bedika. So it's the rabbanon. What would be without bittul? If seems from our Gemara, let's see again what someone's saying. Seems from our Gemara that at least by the rabbanon checks, and we ask the wife, we can believe her. Let me leave this. But Lemaisa, again, what I'm trying to point out is Tosus is bringing Yerushalmi. We'll look more at the implications of the Yerushalmi inside, that there's a Tircha Yisera, Tzarech Dikta Gadol, and therefore, without the halacha that Bitu makes a Drabanan, and we Chacham believe them with Drabanan, Biyado would not operate here to be Maimon a woman because of this Noshik or Noshimat. So you're saying they're not going to be quite as medactic. The Maharil takes it therefore lachatchila not to give over to a woman to do bedika. Or Cheshulchan says our women are even more medactic, so that apparently would not be a halacha according to Or Cheshulchan. The Svara Tosis gives is binogeya biyado. Now, how do we understand that? A couple of things. I mean, does it mean that there is a biyado, but there's another reyes says a reyes said they didn't do well? Or does Tosis mean that because they wouldn't do a good job, it's taken away from the biyado? The biyado means they could have done it, but if they wouldn't do it quite in the same level, so maybe it's the pshat, it chips away at the biyado. It's not called biyado if you wouldn't do it to the fullest way. Maybe that's what Tosis means. Tosis means, oh, biyado is biyado, but there's this new chisaron that, you know, we don't trust them. It's like a new, it takes away at the nemanis. But either way, it's a bit odd that the Gemara doesn't say the Svar. The Tosus is opting on the co-opting the Yerushalmi for the Bavli. The Gemara says, "Atu Amir Dahani Mashasha is Bay." The Gemara doesn't say because Nashim Atzlani is saying. The Gemara sounds like there's a fundamental flaw in their Nemanis. And Tosus makes it about, well, Biyado gives Nemanis, but there's a problem that they're not medactic. Like, how does it square in the Lashna Gemara? So I was thinking as follows. It has to start by assuming that the nemanus is not the etzem a nemanus like men. Men have inherent nemanus. Women, you could go through the back door and say biyado. Biyado is another koach. You can believe them. It's only within the lower tier called biyado that you can say, well, but maybe not. There's a cause to think that they didn't do it. They didn't do it well. If a person has nemanis carte blanche inherently, then you're not going to be able to start saying, well, no, but maybe they didn't do it well. A nemanis is a nemanis. You don't question. So it's only because to begin with, the tier is a different level. It's not inherently a nemanis. Tosis apparently assumes Eidach HaNambi Surin is a loch of Eidus. It's not like Rabbi David assumes it's nothing to do with Eidus. It isn't any of Eidus. Elamite is a koach of biyado. Biyado is through the back door. It's another halacha. So that comes to Yerushalmi and says, no, but if you have a drara, reason to think that wasn't done well, then we don't allow the biyado to operate. But if were it to be fundamentally an edus, an amanus that would pass the test of edus, so then the Yerushalmi svara would be irrelevant. That may be the way to work into the Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara is saying one thing and Tosa is saying something different. That's a beginning of a thought. Just another nekuda, it will be negay in the gra that we'll see. Tosis focuses on the fact that they don't do a good job because it's a Torah gadol. If you look in the Haggas Ashri, quoting the Smag, he mixes another svar into this. And this is what the gra references, that if there's something that's a suffix that may or may not have been done, it's more, a person could be more prone to be more heter and say, ah, probably was done okay. So he says that's part of the equation as well. If you look in the Hagos Ashri, it says, af agav de nashim nemanos, af bidoraisa, like nikra chelev o malicha, but haino bedavar she yodim hanashim sheish vada issa. So he makes a different distinction. He starts by saying, if it's a vada issa, then the yodo operates and they're believed. But why is Bedikas Chametz different? Bedikas Chametz Sivuros She'en Chametz B'chor Nivistakin. In other words, you think there's Chametz in that corner? Mestamenat. The mentality is to just, you know, dismiss the possibility of a Safik. v'nimnos milivdok b'pnei atzlusan. Here he mentions atzlusan, but he starts by emphasizing the difference of being a safik iser versus a vada iser. A vada iser, we don't have this chisaron. But if it's a safik iser, then there's really reason to start, you know, thinking maybe they'll cut corners. That's another angle as well that makes bedikas chametz less of an emanus, that you need a command to a bito to make a derabana. Okay, we'll come back to the Yerushalmi after the Tosis, after we finish the Tosis, but just to see in the Rush, you see the Rush adds, Tosis says, Kidemuchach bi Yerushalmi. When the Rush quotes the Yerushalmi, he says, Ubi Yerushalmi pligi. You notice there's a lot of readings of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi pligi, Ika manda omar, lo tisni nashim, lefisha in atzlanios, ve'en bodkos kolshehu. He quotes a few words more from the Yerushalmi. Tosis didn't quote the words, he paraphrased. Tosis doesn't make it a machlokes. Tosis just says, Kidemuchach bi Yerushalmi, and he reads the entire Gemara, and the Rosh makes it a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. More to come about the Yerushalmi itself. Let's go on in the Tosis. There's another Gemara too that come in. Okay, so what is the Pshat in Tosis? Eidach anemisu, and Tosis doesn't acknowledge. I, the mocker of a Safra, that was my tzarachiyun. I don't know. Tosis only works with biyado. The Yado works on a Doraisa level for Nashim Vavadim, no question about it. The Dikas Chametz, were it to be Doraisa, they wouldn't be believed because of the Svara of Atzlani Yosein. Tircha Yaseita Tzarach Lidaktik. There's another Inyan that Tosis brings in, Tchumin Derabanan. So Tchumin, to say that the certain area was within the Tchum Shabbos, to testify that they know that this is within the tchum, so it's halacha drabana. We assume tchum and it's not midoraisa. Mehamnina lehu leisha ve'eved v'lo katan. So here in our Gemara by Bedikas Chametz, we're saying that even a katan is believed, right? Even a katan is believed. Why? Because it's drabana. No, tchum is also drabana, and here we find a distinction. It breaks down. Isha ve'eved, yes, kata not. How do I know? Midasanya, perkeitz ma'abrin. Afil eved, afil shivcha, nemenes loma atkam tchum Shabbos. Even eved v'shivcha can say the tchum Shabbos ended over here. Avo ketanem lo, why? Degree itvei, they're worse. They're a level below. Midachashav lo b'shmaitim b'self. You see it's mentioned at the end. Nashim, afil nashim, vada afil ketanem. Another raya, uperek Shem Diksubis, Eilu Nemonim, Lohoi, Begodlon, Masharo, Bekatnan. That the following allowed to say Eidus when they're after Bar Mitzvah about something they witnessed when they were low Bar Mitzvah. In the list, Adkan, Ha'inu Mahakim, B'Shabbos. We went till this far. This was the Tchum Shabbos. So they could testify when? When they're after Bar Mitzvah about what was before, Masharo, Bekatnan, Lo. So what differentiates Ketanim by Tchum and Drabanan from Nashim that are Neman by Drabanan, because that's our Gemara, right? Even though there would have been a problem by Nashim because that's Lani Hussein, but by Drabanans we maimin them. So why not Ketanim as well? Here we're believing Ketanim as well by Bedikas Chametz. What accounts for that difference between Tchumin and Bedikas Chametz? Hanim Yishim, the Tchumin ain't biyadam klal. It's different than Bedikas Chametz. What does he mean? In biyadim klal, there's no biyado. That's not something that's not. So it comes out that as the Gemara makes the cheshbon, there are a number of levels here. When it comes to nashim, so by a doraisa, are they believed and when? What do you need in order to believe women? You need it to be what? That there isn't any reisa, such as a suffix that the Mora Heter or a Tircha Yisera, as Tosis has it here, you need to make sure it doesn't have that drawback of the Yerushalmi. And what else do you need to have to believe what women, even by a Doraisa? You have to have Biyada. So if you have both of those boxes checked, then women are believed even by Doraisa. If those two boxes are not checked, in other words, if it, let's example, is a Tircha Yisera or it's a suffix that the Mora Heter, then it would only be believed if what? If it's a Derabbanan. Right. That's by Nashim. Ketanim as well. Except, what is the difference? When it comes to Drabbanan with Nashim, even without Biyado, it's believed. Right? Ketanim, it's only if it's Biyado. This is what the Gra does in summarizing this. It's Arichas in the Gra. Just to take a peek, at the end of Kuf Chav Zayin, he quotes the Tosfos. The Ramah says it made al Isid Rabbanan kigom b'tikas chametz because the goy is chazik isura neman damnu Rabbanan b'drabbanan. That's the Ramah. Says the Gra. Avo b'tosus kasev at the time of damnu. What did the Ramah say? Why is the katan believed? Because it's edach hanem b'isurin. What doesn't the Ramah add? Biyado. Says the Gra, but Tosu says that what is necessary by a katan to be believed, even by a drabanan, what's necessary? Not just it's a drabanan. What else is necessary by a katan? That's what Truman doesn't pass the test. You need also biyado. So that's what the Gra says. Time demnu mishum de biyado lesakno, and that's why Truman doesn't work for katan. Only if he gets older, he can tell you about it because it's no biyado. That's what Tosis says in Ervin and Test. The Tosis I had to look at as well in Nuntes and Ervin. Umisham Muchach. So what else do you see in Ervin? By an Isha, you can have one or the other. In other words, by an Isha, you can have without Biyado on a Drabanan, should be believed. And if it's Biyado on a Doraisa, should be believed as long as there's no Torah or Safik. Let's just take a look. The umisham muchach by Truman. What do I see? The isha ne'emenes b'drabanan, af b'davar she'ena biyada. Truman is called not biyada. Haklal summarizes the Gra. B'davar shebiyadam lesakno. If it's biyadam, who's believed? If it's biyadam, who's believed? If it's biyadam, who? Afilu isha. Vikatan nemanim afilu b'doraisa. This is important. Even a doraisa katan would be believed as well if you have biyado. Kimo shchita. Now again, Artosis didn't say explicitly katan by doraisa in the beginning when he asked the kasha. The Gra takes on katan works, biyado works, even by doraisa. There's a shachir on this as well. Kimo shchita b'isha. The katan hayidea lishmer gufo, that's the sugya in Sukkah about that, certain standards of a katan, the dafka she'en torach. That's only without an issue of torach, kemashe kosev tosfos, o suffik. That's the point that the smag mentions, v'tzad lahakel. Nihad de psachim sham dam, minun sham dafka b'drabbanan, b'drabbanan, ishan emene. Okay, that's u'b'drabbanan. So, b'yidoraisa. Again, let's chazer over, b'doraisa. You can believe at Isha and a Katan as long as you have what? As long as you have what? What critical factor?
Biyado.
Biyado Raisa. What critical factor do you need? For the Nemanis. No?
Biyado.
What?
Biyado. And not a Tircha.
And not a Tircha. Right. Ubed Rabbanan. Again, that's my kasha. If it's not biyado, what happened to Eidach and Embi Yisurin? That's my kasha, habits over all of this. What about the Tosis in Gittin that base? But that's what comes out here. You need biyado. Ubedrabanan, Isha ne'emenes afil en biyado. What's the proof to that? Tchumin. By drabanan, we can trust in Isha even without biyado. Kimo tchumin v'chein eved. Avo katan lo kanal. The ein biyadam uda oraisa. Let's say it's something that has stakes mid oraisa. It's not biyadam. Says the Gra, this is my problem. Not we don't go to edachanem b'isurin. Then what? Afil isha ein anem menes. Because it has to be dafka drabanan. What's the example of ein biyadam tchumin? Only because it's drabanan. Mimash ama be'ervin mishem tchumin drabanan. Avo. Now let's put the combinations together with the Torah. Avo yesh biyadam ubedrabanan, that's our sugya. If it's biyadam and it's drabanan, Afilu Torah v'Safik. Torah v'Safik are two different variables that make it less likely to trust them. Torah is what Tosa says. Safik is what we saw in Agos Ashri, that the Moreh Heter, probably it's not there, the Chametz. So what? If it's Yesh B'Yadam, Ubed Rabbanan, because there was Bittel, Afilu Torah v'Safik, who's believed? Everybody. Ben Isha Ben Katan Nemanin, K'mash Omer v'Chametz Kanal. The Hakal Bekitzer again, he crashes again. B'Yadam V'Ein Safik, B'Yadam V'Ein Safik, Ben Isha Ben Katan Nemanin, Afil B'Doraisa. The Mitzayim Kufchav Tfilas Kelem, it might be a steerer to this, leave that, you can look it up on your own time. V'Mchaser Echam E'u Beis Tanayim, if one of these two conditions are missing, Enam Nemanin B'Doraisa, by a Doraisa thing, you're not believed if one of these two factors is missing. It's not biyadam, or it's a suffix, or it's a torah. Ubedrabanan b'suffik, when it's a suffix or a torah, shneim nemanim. The ein biyadam isha nemenes velo katan. The eved is like an isha. So this is quite a mouthful in the Gra. With a few minutes, I know it's already over. Let me just give you a fascinating read on the Yerushalmi, because it's far from simple that the Yerushalmi actually exists in the way that Tosis interpreted it. It's very interesting. I was struck by the Yerushalmi, so I did a little bit of research. There's a tremendous arichus in the Meiri here, but the truth is that I got to it, the bottom of the Rabbeinu David, the Mitzayim, the Meiri, and Rabbeinu Manoach. They have an entirely different reading of the Yerushalmi, which actually comes out the exact opposite than Tosis. Fascinating. What does it actually say in the Yerushalmi? The words are as follows. I have an old Yerushalmi here, so I'll read you the words. What we saw in the Rosh is that there's a machlokas. Tosus didn't make a machlokas. The Yerushalmi's Lashon is as follows. Hakol nemanim abir chametz, afilu nashim afilu avadim. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem avzera, leis kan afilu nashim. What does that mean? Leis kan afilu nashim. Then he continues, Nashim Atzman hein nemanos mipnei shehein atzelos vehein boat kos koshu koshu. Those are the words of the Yerushalmi. What's going on? So Tosus took it the way he did. I also found the Ramban in Chu and Daf Yud takes the Yerushalmi al derech Tosfos, and he's goers what we just read in the Yerushalmi. He reads the Yerushalmi with the girsa that we just read, and he explains it. He says, Chulin daf Yudam Beis. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Avzera les kanashim nashim him atzma nemanos na Torah afil biso daraisa and certainly b'digas chametz the ein roi lom afil nashim. So it's a kasha. Umahader how he takes it to answer neshe not say who's a bokus koshu. So the kasha was why do you have to tell me nashim? Obviously nashim I believed. So he says, no, the reason why I have to tell you Nashim is because he not say us about because Koshu Kolomar. Lafika chut vachloma filu Nashim. Sal gedaita chamina bedavashu tzarech torach godol. Vechipus. Lahalech bechol habatim ui hachnis haner bechorna vistokin. Dilma mitoch atzlusam mora v'omra. They'll be more ahead. Ha 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 lo shkia chametz. It's so hard to do it. They'll give up sooner. Here there's no chametz. Ein atzarech bedika kamash malan. This is the Ramban. If you look in, I'll start with Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Ramban. Rabbeinu Manoach is a Rishon. Hilchus Chametz Umatza, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. Quotes at the end of the piece, he quotes the Yerushalmi. He says, Ubi Yerushalmi les kanashim mitoch shein atzelos bokos koshehen. Velo polig agemar didan. It's not a machlokas. Da'achi mefashinan le. Mitoch shein atzelos. Atzelos means they're laid back, right? They're laid back. They're more deliberate. The ein lehem dover shiyu true those bow they're not as distracted. Hein bot kos hakol. They check everything. V'lo hutzrach lomar afilu nashim. So he doesn't have to say in a brayso afilu nashim. She b'dikasan yafa mibdikasan nashim. They do a better job than men. So what the Ben Menoch is reading the Yerushalmi the exact opposite way than Tosus. In other words, les kanashim, not akasha and a teretz, or not a machlokes, but why les kanashim? Why not have to mention nashim? Because both those kosher means they check extra well, because they're at selos, they're not distracted. They have all the time in the world. They can take their time. They're not going to get distracted. They'll check everywhere that they have to check. That's Rabbeinu Manoach, and I found in the Me'iri, again, the Mitzrayim, Rabbeinu David quotes in the bottom from the Me'iri here. He has a long arichas on a lot of these inyanim that we discussed today, but just in terms of the Yerushalmi, we'll end with this. The Me'iri quotes his pshat, he quotes the other pshat, he doesn't like the other pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Ritva also is agav, is meramis to the Yerushalmi as well, but the Lashon HaMe'iri, the Me'iri, okay. Find the Me'iri here. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Ubetalmud Hamayrav, the Dibur HaMaskil of the Me'iri. Ubetalmud Hamayrav, that's the Yerushalmi. Amru Asugizu, quote, Reiskan Nashim. Reiskan, there's nothing to talk about by women. Mitoch Shehen Atsulanios, Bod Kos Kol Shehen. Zok the Me'iri. The Iker HaPirish Bo, the main idea of the Yerushalmi. Reis kanashim kilomar lo hutzrachnu lahachshe b'dikasan mitam zeh. You don't have to be machshe because of whatever reason b'dikas chametz when given in lemonos. Shemitoch shehen atzlonios both kos kosheen ratzalomar osos melachton b'masun. They do their work deliberately, very slowly, deliberately. V'einam terudos ba'asakim acherim. They're not distracted with other things. Ubot kos kosheen. Not kosheen means superficially. Kosheen. Becho kochan yafe yafe. Al derech ma sha'omru gamkin loma ba'or haner. Sha'aner bode kosheu. Koshe means well. V'yesh mefarshim oso behefech. V'ein deveim klum. So the Me'iri brings, some say the opposite, and I don't agree. So at the end of the day, this Yerushalmi is far from simple, even though it made it the halacha to the extent that the Maharil thought not to give over B'dikas Nashim to B'dikas Chametz to Nashim, but the Archa Shulchan thought that we don't have to accept that Chumrah. But the fact that there's such a Yerushalmi is far from simple, what Tosus quotes from the Yerushalmi. Just to end, someone asked me yesterday, but I think the answer is Pashut. I forget who asked me. The issue in our Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara, is that they're testifying about someone else's bedika. So how does that fit with Atzlanios saying? But the answer is, the Gemara's maskana is they're talking about themselves. The Gemara's saying a maskana that, what's the case of the Braisa? That they say, when they say it's Baduk, what they're saying is, that we know the Baal Bais didn't do it, and they say Anan Badaknu. So it's talking about their own Bidika. When the Gemara, the only thing is, when the Gemara originally asked the Kasha, the Gemara says, my time of Mehemni, so there could be the Gemara was only asking from Ketanim. Because L'chaira, originally, the Gemara didn't know the Pshat of the Bais, so they're talking about themselves. The Gemara thought they're talking about someone else. So how could the Gemara ask the Kasha in the beginning, my time of Mehemni and Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom line, here already the problem is good, what people asked me yesterday. Now they're talking, the Gemara is assuming they're talking about somebody else. So the Svar of Tosus doesn't hold on that point of the Gemara. The Svar of Tosus with Yerushalmi only holds the Maskanas HaGemara when we understand that they're talking about their own Bedika. But originally the Gemara's Kasha, my time of Mehemni, L'chor would have to go on Nashim, go in Ketanim. The problem is that Rashi sounds like the Gemara is asking on everybody. So then you have the problem on Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua already asked on Rashi. So how can the Gemara be asking Akasha Nashim in the beginning of the Sugya? That already would require an answer. For Tosus, maybe it's only going on Ketanim in the beginning. But later on, Tosus assumes that you need to come on to the Midrabanan for Nashim as well because of the Svara of the Yerushalmi. Okay, Abosa, I'm sorry we packed in a lot today. It may be a little hard to sort out, but hopefully you'll be able to, if you haven't already, just to chazer it over. I want to focus, Bezal Hashem, tomorrow on the Tosis that we skipped for now, which is a big inyan of Bitul Chametz, Lefi Rashi, Lefi Tosis. Each sheet requires its own iyun, exactly what is Bitul Chametz all about. Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful day.